White. Petoskey, Michigan, July 3rd, 1891. Dear son Willie, last evening, Sarah and I rode down to the office and found a letter from Miller, which we read while riding through town. I obtained an envelope from the mission and enclosed it to you, so you must have received it today. I hasten to put in this morning's mail the lines I am now scribbling at 4 o'clock a.m. I suppose you will not be able to close up the business this week, but just as early as possible, please to do this. In regard to the Miller property, I cannot accept less than $4,000. I must not meet any more loss than I have already sustained. I am relieved that the Burrow Valley property is off my hands, but do not urge me to sell the Miller house for less than $4,000. I had rather hold it until I can realize this amount, which I have hoped to do. In regard to the $2 per month to be returned to Sister Strong, all right, hand it to her. I should have mentioned this in my last letter, but it passed my mind. We are now closing up the work on my house. Today the carpenters will, I think, get out of it, and then we can be pleasantly situated. Bathroom is now fitted for use. I took my first bath in it last night. We have now plenty of water brought up on our railroad in a large barrel. We attach hose to it and send it into a large barrel on the platform of kitchen, and have all the water we wish to use without tugging it in pails up the hill. Jesse draws it up easily. The people round here wonder with amazement at this contrivance. It is a wonderful saving of strength. Sister Stewart and Paul Roth and ourselves are accommodated with this homemade railroad. Quite a number come to see it operating and think it a great scheme. The cost was $5. Petoskey is wide awake, preparing for July. There will be great doings here, but we go on Sabbath to Harbor Springs and hold our meeting away from the noise. Brother and Sister Miller and Brother Hughes from college at Battle Creek are on the ground. Theodore Lewis is here waiting for the tents from Sherman. It will be a nice thing to go over to Harbor Springs. A menagerie circus, and I cannot tell what all combined, will be in town July 9th. The builder of Meeting House says that the first coat of plaster will be on the Meeting House in 2 weeks. We see that the building of this church will be a telling thing for our faith and standing as a people. The people in Petoskey all show us great deference and respect. My health is good. We are now having gentle rains, so I think the fires and the smoke are at an end. It rained here yesterday morning, rained again last night. Is cloudy today. Blackberries will be abundant, also raspberries. Wish the children and Mary could be here to pick the berries when they shall ripen. Brother Fargo came last Monday night and returned Wednesday night. Will be here at the school. He is of excellent courage and seems better than I ever have seen him before. Love to you all. Mother. I shall be pleased to see you, for I shall make no move until you come, and we can arrange together what is best to be done. We will talk over the matter together. All want me to go to Harbor Springs and pitch my tent. I know not what is best, whether to keep open our home here or not. I do wish I had someone to counsel with. Emma is coming up here this week. Gage's people are coming up to stay some weeks. If we all go to Harbor Springs, they may want the home for a few weeks. Well, you ought to be here, it seems to me, at the very first. I am really perplexed about what is best to do. Professor Prescott is desirous for me to be located on the ground. I want counsel. In haste, Mother.